Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another wonderful, glorious day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is January 19th, 2024. Happy Friday. You know what it is. It is Thank God Friday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not that we don't thank God every single day, that we open our eyes every single day, that we have the ability to do whatever it is that God has set us to do. We thank God. Hallelujah. But today we set aside to just, give God all the glory and all the praise and all we do. We want to set aside the time to just say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Give God thanks and praise today. Thank God Friday, especially just because we know how good God is. We know the goodness of God as we walk in the kingdom, as we are kingdom livers, and we know that we carry the kingdom with us. And as we walk in the kingdom of God, that good goes with us everywhere we are and everywhere we be. God is with us. And so good is with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we know that good is going to happen today. And so I pray that you've had a great day in the Lord and that good has happened not only to you, but you have been in a position to do good to someone else and to give good to others. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, God. We thank you that you are giving us good and we are overflowing with the good in us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, it says that it is right to give God thanks and praise. It's right. It's right to give God thanks and praise because of all the things that God has done for us. It's right for us. It says in Psalms that everything that has breath, glory, is to praise the Lord. And so it is right that we give God praise. It is right that we praise God, that we give the breath that we have in us to praise God. Hallelujah. And to give him what is due. Let's do him. Hallelujah. You know, and just as we give praise, as we give thanks to God, that God is just pleased with that. And God, God rewards us for praising him, but because it's like when your parents, when you do good stuff, and whoever was, you know, your parents or whatever, you did good things, and they just, because, you know, you just were doing things because you loved them, and they would just, you know, shower you. You know, you go in and say, you know, Big Mama, I love you, and I did so-and-so for you. And Big Mama, oh, that was so sweet. Here, take this $5. You know, it's just, that's how God is. When we love on God like that, when we just give God praise and give God honor, just because we love the Lord, because we love God. Not because we want anything, not because we're trying to get something out of him, but because we love him. Just because we give him praise and honor and glory because we love God. We love Jesus. And when we do that, God is just, oh my goodness, my children, my children, my children. And he just lavishes on us because he's so, you know, it's hard to think about the creator of the universe having our human feelings. But, you know, it's just, oh, but that's where we got them from. And that's how we learn to control them, because God is good and God has those feelings, has feelings that we have just just better in God than they are in us sometimes. Oh, my God. Okay, now I know it's time to go on because I'm starting to get off the subject. So just give God praise today. Take some time and just sit and give God praise. Just love on him. Just love God. Love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And just watch how God will love back on you. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, welcome to Word for Today. And as we have been talking about, we've been talking about kingdom living. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Glory to God. Faith, hope, love. We have the faith of God. We have our hope in Jesus, and we love all. Glory. We love all. And we've been talking about those things, and we've gone over some different scriptures, and we ended up with John chapter 10. And I've read through that, and John chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. And I'm not going to read that tonight. I am going to just read where we stopped in Psalms 23. And I've been talking about the Good Shepherd. And Jesus said in John 10 that he is the Good Shepherd. And that he is the gateway. He's the shepherd. He's the one who defends the sheep. And, you know, that just God is so good. Jesus is good. And the Good Shepherd, coinciding with Psalm 23 and looking at the Good Shepherd, the study that I've been using to present this Psalm 23 to you, that is not for the dead. It is for the living, very much so. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Okay, now that we got that taken care of. All right, and I was talking about reading in the Psalms, and in Psalms 23, coinciding with John 10, talking about the Good Shepherd. and so I'm going to read 1 through 5. And that's where we left off yesterday at 5. And then I'm going to go into 6. Well, actually, it's 1 through 5a. We just did the first part of 5. And so we have the second part of 5 to do. And and it reads Psalm 23. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. The Lord offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. The Lord's tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. That's where God restores and revives my life. That's where he opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. And now this is the second part of verse 5. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. Glory be to God. Until my heart overflows. See, this is where we want to get to. It says, you anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. The fragrance of the Holy Spirit, the oil. It says, you anoint me with the oil. It's what the original other translations say. You anoint me with oil. And it says, you anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. And see, when we take that time to spend time with God, when we take the time to sit before the Lord and be still and know that God is God, when we take that time to drink in the Word of God and drink in the revelation knowledge of God and drink in the revelation of the Lord that is presented to us by the Holy Spirit that is in us, it says that our heart overflows. Hallelujah. Our heart overflows. It overflows with God's love and God's presence so that we can be the vessels of God in this world. And we can present God to this world. It is the goodness of God that draws people in. And so when we can present the goodness of God, the overflowing abundance that is in us, that flows out, that make people recognize that we're different, that makes people recognize that there's something different about that person. They didn't go off. They stood up. They didn't break down. They kept strong. And what's different about them? You know, there's a fragrance. It says, you anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. There's a fragrance of the Holy Spirit that is in us and flows all out of us that people get a whiff of, that people can sense as we walk around, as we are doing the work of the Lord. There's a fragrance of the Holy Spirit that is on us. Glory. And every now and then, you can get a whiff of that, of the Holy Spirit. And that fragrance is undeniable because it's nothing you've ever smelled before. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. And when you take a deep breath, you smell the Holy Ghost and you know that the fullness of the Holy Spirit is with you and that you know that the Holy Spirit will give you what you need to make it through the day, to make it through whatever it is that we're going through. And you know that the Holy Spirit is just with you. And then as you drink that in, as you begin to pour over the scriptures, as you begin to meditate on the words of God that are coming up from the Holy Spirit in you, your heart begins to overflow with the love of God flowing out of you. And that love is the most powerful, and it's what makes the difference in the situation, in the circumstance, in whatever it is. That's what's making the difference, is the love. Is the love of God that's in us. The love of God that we realize that God loves us. It's the love of God that we're showing to other people to let them realize that God loves them. God's love makes the difference today. That's why I wanted you to make sure you take time to just love on God and watch how much God loves you back and gives you that love. Your heart overflows with the love of God. Take that with you into this weekend and meditate on God's love. Start rehearsing that God loves you, rehearsing in your mind saying, God loves me. Because God loves me, I know that everything is going to be okay. And it's not because stuff is going to magically happen. It's because God's going to give you what you need to take you step by step by step to be able to make it through, to finish out this day and wake up tomorrow and start work in that day. God is good. He's good to you and he's good to me. The fragrance of God is on you. Drink it in and let your heart overflow. Glory to God. I love you. I love you very much. I want you to gather with the saints somewhere this weekend. Gather with people who love God and love on God together. And then love on each other and letting each other know that you're there for them and that you're there with them and that you're going to be there. And as we do that, the Lord will be in our presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have a wonderful, glorious weekend in the Lord. And I'll talk with you on Monday. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4 verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.